Yes, sir. Andrew Collins, mandolin player with the Andrew Collins Trio from their new album Groove, bringing you a track called Dog Grass. To ease us into the show, and I'm going to play you the complete track later on, probably at the end of the programme. You're very welcome. I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a beautiful sunny day, bringing you 2 hours of new releases in the world of folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm going to kick straight off with a wonderful track from Fairport Convention's new double CD, celebrating 50 years as a band, recorded live at Crop Ready Festival last year. The album is called What We Did on Our Saturday, and from disc one, this is Fairport Convention, and if you don't know who they are, well, I encourage you to go and have a look. This is Fairport with a superb version of the classic track, Walk a While.
We'll agree, we'll agree.
One hand in your mouth and your finger in your eye, undertakers bow their heads as you go walking by.
Walk a while, walk a while, walk a while and think, and the more we walk together, love, then the better we'll agree.
Tell.
Walk a while, walk a while with thee. The more we walk together, love, then the better we'll agree.
Two miles down the road.
Fairport Convention, live at Crop Ready, there from their album. What we did on our Saturday, disc one of a 2-CD set celebrating 50 years of Fairport. That was Walk a While, one of their great classics. Now, I've been a fan of Georgia Shackleton ever since I first heard her a few years back. She's now formed a trio called the Shackleton Trio, her on fiddle and vocals, Aaron Bennett on guitar, and Nick Zappardi on mandolin, another superb mandolin player. I suppose, well, actually I've read their music being described as hillbilly folk, which I really like. I love the distinctive voice they've got. I suppose influenced by British, American, and certainly Scandinavian music, but the result is a voice entirely of their own. From their new album, Fen Farm and Deadly Water, thus named, I suspect, because they're based in East Anglia. This is the Shackleton Trio with their own song, The Fashionable Farmer.
It's all on clothes. Well, his weakness for rugs of velvet meant there was nothing left to pay the rent. Well, the tax is too high, the market's low. I see fancy shoes every place I go. And the farmer to his landlord went. Well, there's nothing left to pay the rent. To pay the rent. To the landlord, the farmer went the very next day. Well, I'm glad this money your rent will pay. Well, that's an interesting suit of rags you chose. Well, there's nothing left to buy nice clothes.
good stuff. Storyline and a great tune after it. The Shackleton Trio there from the album Fen Farm and Deadly Water with the story of the fashionable farmer. In the Yorkshire Dells where I live, I hope the farmers listening locally won't mind me pointing out that gumboots full of cow and sheep muck, a big pair of overalls and a fag hanging out the corner of your mouth are not really the sort of image that works well in the marriage stakes. I could be wrong. Steve Tilston's got a new album out, a sort of retrospective, called Distant Days. Steve Tilston, of course, one of our finest singer-songwriters ever, the author of that wonderful classic which so many bands have covered, The Slip Jigs and Reels, and one of the best songs about being a travelling musician ever, The Road When I Was Young. They're both on his new album, which, as I say, looks at all his years of singing and songwriting. He's gone into the studio and recorded new versions, acoustic versions, quite simple but powerful versions of his classic songs. The one I'm going to play for you now is one of my own particular favourites of Steve's, a serious song in many, many ways. Life is not kind to the drinking man.
Tread was never straight or leading anywhere. Time was spent down in the dust or trying to tread the air. And all those promises of youth have long soaked in the floor, spilling drinks and tables as you try to find the door. Try to find the door. Life is not kind to the drinking man. Life is not kind to creaking bones. Deeper down slips the sinking man. He's drinking to find his way back home. Your head, wishing you could flee yourself or maybe wake up dead. And outside on the waste ground, hear the children playing ball. Once you too could run those rings, but now you barely crawl. Now you barely crawl. Life is not kind to the drinking man. Life is not kind to creaking bones. Deeper down slips the sinking man. He's drinking to find his way back home. Now but there is joy and laughter tumbler swiftly drained. Who's to say no problem solved or flash of truth is gained? For there's a point in every day when that balance hangs just right, and your tongue may tease the mysteries from the deep and darkest night. Darkest night. Life is not kind to the drinking man. Life is not kind to creaking bones. Deeper down slips the sinking man. He's drinking to find his way back home. Life is not kind to the drinking man. Life is not kind to creaking bones. Deeper down slips the sinking man. He's drinking to find his way back home.
Steve Tilson there from his new album, retrospective acoustic album, Distant Days, with Life Is Not Kind to the Drinking Man. I was thinking while I was listening to that, I can only remember one other version of that, and that's Bob Fox, who does another nice version of what I think is a great song. Steve Tilson is one, as I said, of our finest singer-songwriters ever. Now, the other day, I went down to Settle, to the Victoria Hall, Settle in the Yorkshire Dales, where I live, to hear a cracking band called Hatful of Rain. Superb musicians, great singers, influenced by both Americana and by traditional music from these islands. The show they did the other Sunday night was absolutely superb, and their new album is, in my humble opinion, a cracker. It's called Songs of the Lost and Found, and from it, this is Hatful of Rain with their own song, Start Again. Hatful of Rain from their album Songs of the Lost and Found, with their own song, Lost and Now Found, called Start Again. I might play another track from that album in the weeks to come, because I think it's really good. Now, there's a long tradition of eccentric bands, not just in the folk world, but in the worlds of jazz and concert orchestras. Think of things like the Temperance Seven, the Alberts, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, the Pigsty Hill Light Orchestra, the New Modern Idiot Grump Band, and these lads, Duck Soup, named, as they would say, after the Marx Brothers film of the same name. I'll tell you a little bit about them after this. Just called Hornpipe, so I suppose that's what it is. A pipe made out of horn. Who knows? Well, ever so slightly potty, but in a perfectly, perfectly wonderful way, in my humble opinion. Hornpipe there from Duck Soup's new album, Everything And... dot, dot, dot. There you go. Wonderfully daft, like I said, Dan Quinn on melodeon there, Ian Keary on 12-string dobro, mandolin and jew's harp and loads of other stuff, Adam Bushell on phoner fiddle, percussion and swanee whistle, and Jules Bushell on saw, euphonium, and something called Right Morin. I don't understand that at all. Great album, recorded in North Curry, Somerset. Lovely stuff. I might play a track from that later in the show, because there's some really crazy stuff on it. Now, one of my favourite Irish bands ever are Danu. They've been around for quite a while now, and have made a rake of really wonderful albums. It's a little while since we heard anything new from them, but new album came trotting through the shed door a couple of days ago, called 10,000 Miles. And from it, this is one of the only songs I know about a greyhound. The classic, Master McGrath. Thank you.
1869 being the date and the year, those Waterloo sportsmen and more did appear, all to view the great prizes and bear the loa, never counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. On the 12th of December, that day of renown, McGrath and his keeper, they left Lurgan town, and a gale in the channel, it soon drove them o'er. On the 13th, they landed on Farringdon's shore. And when they arrived there in great London town, those grand English sportsmen, they all gathered round, and one of those gentlemen gave a ha-ha, saying, "Is that the great dog you call Master McGrath?" Lord Lurgan stepped forward and he said, "Gentlemen, is there any among you has money to spend? For your great English greyhound I don't care a straw. 5,000 to 1 upon Master McGrath." Stood uncovered, the great English bride. Our trader and owner were both by her side. Oh, they let her away, and the crowd cried hurrah, for the pride of all England and the Master
band are unmistakable. They've got a sound entirely their own, just like Planxty, with those wonderful arpeggios of Andy Irvine on mandolin and bouzouki, and Donald on his powerhouse driving bouzouki playing as well. And Danu, in a way, have got their own indistinct style in everything they do. Wonderful version there of Master McGrath, the great Irish greyhound. "Shove that up your jumper," Jerry Brady used to finish with. "Shove that up your jumper," said Master McGrath. Great song. The album 10,000 Miles, Danu's latest. Now, many of you will know the name Jake Walton from way back. He was a duo with Jez Lowe for quite a while. He's a hurdy-gurdy and Appalachian dulcimer player and a great singer as well. He's one of the, I hate the word stalwart, but he's certainly one of the supports and main movers and shakers of the second wave of the folk revival of the late 60s through the 70s, 80s and beyond. He's got a new album, well, hardly new, it's been reissued, I should say, called Silver Muse. It's probably a couple of years old. And from it, I'm going to play a track called The Music Makers. It's an adaptation of the famous poem by Arthur O'Shaughnessy, the Irish poet. And it was first recorded by Jake in the early 1980s. And he decided after a 30-year reunion tour with Jez in Germany in 2011 to re-record the song with David De La Haye on bass. As he says in his notes here, the song captures the spirit of Ireland for me, the wilderness of faraway places. I sing it to thank all the old minstrels, troubadours and keepers of the sacred songs for the inspiration they've given us. Like I said before, this album I've just looked on the notes was recorded in 2015 and this is a new reissue. This is Jake Walton with possibly one of the most famous of all Irish poems, Arthur O'Shaughnessy's Music Makers, tune by Jake.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers, sitting by desolate streams. World losers, world forsakers, on which the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and the shakers, the world forever seems. From the dazzling unknown shore, bring hither your sun and your summers, renew our world as of yore. You shall teach us your song's new numbers and things we've dreamed not before. In spite of the dreamer who slumbers, singer who sings no more. Yet you with your dreaming and singing, ceaseless and sorrowless be, the glory around you clinging, of the glorious future you see. Your souls with a high music ring, must it forever be? You'll dwell in your dreaming and singing, too far hard for us to see. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams. Wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams. Great poem by Arthur O'Shaughnessy, set to music by Jake Walton. That's from his new album, Silver Muse. Well, I should say his reissued album of 2015, Silver Muse. Now, many of you will be familiar with the names of Norma Waterson, from, of course, the great Waterson family, and Eliza Carthy, the daughter of Norma and Martin Carthy. Years back, they made an album in 2010, I think it was, called Gift, which mother and daughter came together, and it was a way of celebrating the handing on of music from generation to generation. Not long after that, during a short run of live dates, Norma, as many of you will know, was seriously, seriously ill and remained in a critical condition for several months, in fact. She happily got over that. She's fit and well and has actually even been participating in an annual festival set up in her honour called Norma Fest. Well, she's recorded a new album with her daughter Eliza at the Fisherhead Congregational Church, otherwise known as the Congo, in their hometown, Robin Hood's Bay, in East Yorkshire. The album's called Anchor. It's produced by Neil McColl and Kate St. John, and rightfully it's getting rave reviews everywhere. I've chosen two tracks to play for you back to back now. The first features Norma mostly, lead vocals, and it's a song by Kurt Weill, who of course worked with Bertolt Brecht in the 1920s, 1930s and 40s. And the song's called Lost in the Stars. And that's followed by Eliza on lead vocals, singing one of those riddle songs, those great puzzling songs. The riddle was a competition, and sometimes it was a matter of life or death who won the riddle competition. This one is called The Elfin Knight. But first off, here's Norma Waterson with a beautiful version of the Kurt Weill song, Lost in the Stars.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand. And they rang through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. So the Lord God hunted through the white night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and he promised to take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds roll over and darken him. So long as the Lord God's watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on.
Sometimes it seems
Well, it's no wonder, really, that album is getting rave reviews everywhere. Neil McCall, son, of course, of the great Ewan McCall, has produced it alongside Kent St. John. And I think that all the songs have been tremendously enhanced by the fresh look that he's brought to the material, because I think it's just stunning. Lost in the Stars from Norman Waterson and Eliza Carthy, followed by The Elfin Knight. And the album is called Anchor. And if I've got room in the rest of the show, I'll squeeze another one in. If not, I'll try and put one in next month's new releases show. Now, I'm going to carry on with a song from Owen Moore. He's a singer-songwriter from the Dorset area. He leans, I suppose, towards the world of country music, but he's produced some really neat albums, and I think this single called Hobo's Lullaby, his version of the great Gerbil Reeves song, is absolutely brilliant. Great depth and great grah to it. Owen Moore with the Hobo's Lullaby.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rail humming? That's a hobo's lullaby. Don't you think about tomorrow? Let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you're in a nice warm boxcar, safe from all the wind and snow. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rail humming? That's a hobo's lullaby. I know police will cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, you'll find no policeman there. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rail humming? Well, that's a hobo's lullaby. I know your clothes are torn and ragged, and your hair is turning gray. But lift your head and smile at trouble. You'll find peace and rest someday. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rail humming? Well, that's a hobo's lullaby. Oh, go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. And can you hear the steel rail humming? Thank you.
Lovely version of the Hobo's Lullaby there from Owen Moore. That's his new single. Now, John Jones of Oyster Band was walking the country round recently with his gang of reluctant ramblers. Basically, John walks between concerts with a gang of mates and turns up every day somewhere different to put on a concert. On a recent tour, a recent walking tour, he ended up in Settle and went down to see what was, in fact, a terrific, terrific night out. And one of the walkers who was with him as part of the Reluctant Ramblers was Fionn Mair of the band The Foxglove Trio. She gave me a copy of their album, Distant Havens. I put it on the CD player when I got home and I love it. And I'm going to share this with you now. This is their version of the Appalachian singer Gene Ritchie's song, Now is the Cool of the Day. And a beautiful version it is too, in my humble opinion.
My Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you keep my grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. And my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so pure? You may live in this garden if you keep my waters clean, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. And my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my pasture so green? You may live in this garden if you will feed my lambs, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. And my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may live in this garden if you keep my people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. For this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. And he walks in the cool of the day.
Beautiful. Now is the cool of the day. The Foxglove Trio from their album Distant Havens. Great versions, by the way, of that song from Coop Boys and Simpson and Kathy Mattea. If you can be bothered looking them up, you will be rewarded greatly, I can assure you. Reg Muross has got a new album coming out next month, and there's a great story behind this. He was invited over to Germany by Gunter Pauler, who's the director of a cutting-edge audiophile studios over there in Germany called Stockfish Records. And Gunter wanted Reg to record an album of previously released songs, but using all the new technology at his disposal. I've managed to get my hands on a copy of the album, and it is absolutely stunning. beautifully recorded, and as ever, wonderfully sung. This is a song which many of you will know. It tells the story of one of those terrible, misfortunate lads in World War One who, dazed, sent mad by the battle, by the shells exploding all round them, suddenly found themselves walking away from the war, and because of this were classed as deserters and were shot at dawn. They didn't do it to the officers, by the way. They sent them to a special hospital in Scotland, because with the officers it was regarded as being a nervous disorder and not cowardice, as it was with the working class. Here's Reg Mi Ross with And Jesus Wept, and he certainly did.
The moon is slowly sinking, the final moon I'll see. My head is tired of thinking, it's just a rosary. An empty place, a table, and my mother's eyes are wet. The hand of God came down last night, and Jesus wept. If I'd been a captain, they would have sent me home. But I am just a private, condemned to die alone. The firing squad's been drinking, it's a dawn they won't forget. The hand of God came down last night, and Jesus wept. Sound the drum for their young, precious years. But no glory will shine on my poor mother's tears. A soldier's good for fighting, that's what my father said. And if the man's not fighting, he might as well be dead. Shame has drawn the curtains, and the neighbors won't forget. The hand of God came down last night, and Jesus wept. I got the shakes on Tuesday, I cannot go, I said. They sent me down on Wednesday, by Thursday I was dead. I fought for king and country, 2 years without regret. The hand of God came down last night, and Jesus wept. We all fall in the cause of the free. When the sun sets on England, do you think of me? Unmarked graves in Flanders lie 300 boys and men, killed, unloved and frightened by those they thought were friends. The nation's guilty secret is this generation's dead. The hand of God came down last night, and Jesus wept. hand of God came down last night, and Jesus wept.
Reg Muros with a new version, and a beautiful version it is, of his song, And Jesus Wept. That's from an album. Let me just check the title of it. I wasn't too sure of that. I think it's eponymous. Reg Muros. Great stuff. Maria Martin's murder in the Red Barn. Her boyfriend, her lover, was called William Corder. It was a murder that shocked Victorian England. It was the best-selling broadside of all time. Catnach from the Seven Dials in London printed his version of it, and it sold more than any other broadside ever. It was turned into a stage play, and quite recently, a distasteful musical, in my humble opinion. You can't make a funny musical out of a terrible murder of a pregnant young woman like this. Here's a great version of the song, Maria Martin, from Lucy Ward's new album, Pretty Warnings.
Come all you young man, thoughtless man, a warning take by me, and think on my unhappy fate, to be hanged upon a tree. Well, my name is William Corder, and the truth I do declare, I courted Maria Martin.
Mingled in the door.
Lucy Ward. I think that's the best album she's ever done. I've already played a track from it, and I think it was in the last new releases show. It really is terrific. Do check it out. Mariah Martin is the name of that track. Now, Mike Rheinstein is a performer, singer, songwriter, 3 albums already on the Irregular Records label. He also writes songs for children, and he runs music workshops in primary and special schools. He reminds me a lot of Ewan Carruthers, another brilliant songwriter and singer, who's much neglected, really. Not many people know about him, which is a shame, because, like Ewan Carruthers, Mike Rheinstein writes some superb songs, like this one from the new album, Acts of Love. This is 24/7 Care.
We make the beds, we help our loved ones to the toilet, we keep them fed. We sort the bills out, we dole the pills out, we're the unofficial doctors in charge of the meds. 24/7, 24/7, never despair, we're always there, 24/7. Incapacitated, they're frustrated. Our caring isn't only of the physical kind. We try to be cheerful, even when we're tearful. Love is the medicine we use all the time. 24/7, 24/7. Never despair, we're always there. 24/7. Husbands care for wives, children for their mothers, all caring for each other. Daughters care for fathers, sisters for their brothers, all caring for each other. We're a secret service, the world doesn't notice. You won't see us working, we're behind closed doors. We don't publicize it, we don't advertise it. We don't want pity and we don't want applause. 24/7, 24/7. Never despair, we're always there. 24/7 care. Husbands care for wives, children for their mothers, all caring for each other. Daughters care for fathers, sisters for their brothers, all caring for each other.
Mike Rheinstein with 24/7 Care from his new album Acts of Love. Now, Phantom Voices are a folk rock band from the northwest of England. Firm favourites round this neck of the woods. I first came across them when they were playing at a charity folk weekend at the Old Dungeon Gill in Langdale, raising money for search and rescue dogs in the Lake District. They're a cracking band with 2 great lead singers. Their new album is called Piece by Piece, and from it this is Phantom Voices with their folk rock version of the classic ballad Molly Vaughan.
Come all you brave heroes who handle the gun, beware of wild ramblings by the setting of the sun. Her true love went hunting and shot in the dark, but oh, and alas, Molly Vaughan was his mark.
massacre for a swan. But oh, and alas, it was she, Molly Vaughan.
Version of a song sometimes called Polly Vaughan, well, that was Molly Vaughan from Phantom Voices' new album Piece by Piece. Now, what can I say about Rachel McShane? She's a genius musician, great singer. She plays cello, viola, guitar, anything you name. She's a new album out with her band, The Cartographers, called When All Is Still. I was actually going to play you a set of tunes called Waltzing at Giggleswick and the Ginger Cat Monster, but I'll leave that to another week because it's quite a long track. And what I'd like to play you instead, to give you a taster, is Rachel singing one of the great traditional Scots ballads, The Ploughman Lads, or Ploughman Laddies, if you'd like it that way.
Singing, laddie, I am sing, laddie. see him coming down from the town with all of his ribbons all hanging down, singing laddie.
From Rachel McShane and the Cartographers' new album, When All Is Still, that was The Ploughman Lads. I'll play you the Giggleswick track, probably in the next New Releases show, because it's a cracker. Now, you heard Eliza Carthy earlier on in the programme. I'm going to play a track now from Martin Carthy, Eliza's dad and Norma's husband. It's from a new topic album, An Introduction to Martin Carthy, another in the series of An Introduction to Martin. What can I say? Possibly the most important influence on young male singers in the 60s folk revival. Ewan McCall and Burt Lloyd were important, yes, but Martin was young, he was handsome, had a great voice and a superb guitar style which never clashed or undermined the songs but always worked with them to enhance them. Nick Jones, Tony Rose, Dave Berland, the Dransfields, they were all influenced by Martin Carthy, and none of them, I suggest, would deny it. I thought I'd play this next track just to remind you of the film The Graduate. It's a puzzle song, just like The Elfin Knight, and it is, of course, Scarborough Fair.
Are you going Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love. Make me a cambric shirt, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme, without no seam nor a needlework, and then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme, between the salt water and the sea strand, and then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to plough it with a lamb's horn. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme, and to sow it all o'er with one peppercorn, and then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it with a sickle of leather, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme, and to thresh it all out with a bunch of heather, and then she'll be a true love of mine. Are you going Scarborough Fair?
parsley, sage, rosemary, remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine.
Scarborough Fair, Martin Carthy, from the album An Introduction to Martin Carthy on the Great Topic label. I omitted to say that, of course, Martin still continues to be a massive influence on singers everywhere, not just young male singers, but anybody who's interested in folk music and traditional folk music and in great performances from a man of total and absolute integrity who has been, well, the backbone of the folk world for a long, long number of years. Now, Gone Molly, two words, Gone and Molly, are a band entirely new to me. At their heart are two Australian women singers. I know no more about them than that, other than that I do love their eponymous album, which has just arrived in the shed door, and from it this is a cracking song called The Miner's Way. Just cop your whack for this.
The miner's way, toiling by the candlelight, half a shilling in my pay, pick and hammer, wedge and wheel, that's the miner's way, blackened lungs that never heal, half a shilling in my pay, born to the yoke of misery. To feed our families, while the rich are counting out their pounds, we must send our children underground, working for the rich man's purse. That's the miner's way. Poverty, the worker's curse. Half a shilling in my pay, 12 long hours in the deep, that's the miner's way. Still we face a famished sleep. Half a shilling in my pay, born to the yoke of misery. Not enough to feed our family. Counting out their pounds, we must send our children underground. When the land no wealth reveals, that's the miner's way. Parting wages, banker steals half a shilling in my pay. Cast out like a deadly blight, that's the miner's way. Lords and ladies dance tonight, that's the bloody miner's way. That's the bloody miner's way. That's the miner's way.
The miner's way, Gone Molly, from their eponymous album. And I'll try and find out somewhat more about them and bring you another track or two from that in the days to come. Now, Jodie Reynolds wrote a song called Endless Sleep. Charted at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 in May 1958 in the UK, Endless Sleep charted at number 4 for Marty Wilde and his Wildcats. It's probably one of the most mawkish, horrible songs ever written, and Duck Soup do a brilliant version of it on their new album, What I Played You a Track of Before.
black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. Oh, I looked to the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Endless sleep, endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea, and that's why my baby has gone from me. Oh, I looked at the sea, it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Endless sleep, endless sleep. Oh, around in the water, heart full of fear. There in the bay, cause I saw her near. I reached for my darling, held her to me, stole her away from that angry sea. Oh, I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. Save my baby from that endless sleep. Endless sleep, endless sleep. Oh, I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. Save my baby from that endless sleep. Endless sleep, endless sleep, endless sleep.
Good stuff. Endless Sleep from Duck Soup's new album, Everything and Dot Dot Dot. Now, Eamon O'Leary came originally from Dublin and now lives in New York City, been there 20 years. He tours North America and Europe, great singer of traditional songs. He recorded an album called The Murphy Beds with Jefferson Hamer in 2012. Beautiful crystalline songs, according to the Huffington Post. Recently teamed up with John Doyle and Nuala Kennedy to form The Alt. I played a track from that album way back. And he has a new album out called All Souls. And from it, this is one I think is a really beautiful song. Here's Eamon O'Leary with Bywater.
Goodbye to the boys of town and the girls who'd come around, drinking 40s, wearing evening gowns in the unlit parts of town. Sit you where the river flows out to the Gulf of Mexico. Speak of you and the rice fields and the marshes too. The highway signs have all turned blue. From Lafayette to Baton Rouge, by water, by water, I held tight but the current caught her, and now she's floating out of sight from the bywater.
All Souls, Eamon O'Leary there with Bywater. And any resemblance between that song and Endless Sleep is entirely coincidental and unintended. Now, the Melrose Quartet, Nancy Kerr and James Fagan and Richard and Jess Arrowsmith. I've played stuff of theirs on previous shows, and they've got a new album out, and the least I gibber about it, the more music I can get in. Because they are wonderful. Four great musicians, stroke singers, all at the top of their profession. From their new album, Dominion, this is a cracking song, which I'm sure will resonate with at least 50% of the listeners. Anthem of a Working Mum.
I could do it all. Now that I'm a woman grown, I just want some time at home. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go. When I was young and in my prime, I'd read to while away the time. Now the books stay on the shelf, the laundry doesn't do itself. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go. I once had freedom every day to choose when I would rest and play. Now my time's not mine alone, and mother's work is never done. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go. Sometimes hit, knock me back a little bit. I've got to change before I break or kill myself with too much cake. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go.
Wonderful. Nancy Kerr, James Fagan, Jess and Richard Arrowsmith, otherwise known as the Melrose Quartet. And that was Anthem of a Working Mum from their new CD, Dominion. Now, many years back, I appeared at the Bolton Octagon together with Bernard Wrigley in Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. It was one of the best periods of my life. I loved that play. I loved working with Bernard and Andy Hay, the director, and our two co-stars, Richard and John. They were fantastic. And we had a real bundle of laughs doing that most strange but true of all plays. Mike Reinstein, whose track 24/7 Care I played a few moments ago, has written a song about Samuel Beckett and a great relationship he had with a young French boy who later went on to become a wrestler, although, as he says in the song, more of a freak than a wrestler. It's an interesting song. Let's see what you think. Mike Reinstein with Dear Mr. Beckett.
Dear Mr. Beckett, remember me, this is Andre, Andre. You took me to school in your pickup truck every day. At the age of 12, I was bigger than a man. They wouldn't take me on the bus. You were my neighbor and you said it's okay, Andre. You can ride with us. You can ride with us. I didn't know that you were famous then, with your plays and your poetry. You talked about cricket, you kept your eyes on the road, didn't look at me. The years went by and I just grew and I grew, and it was hard just to be. And everyone except for you always stared at me, always stared at me. Wrestling ring, it was a freak show every night. I was Andre the Giant, all over the world, I never lost a fight. Made a lot of money, I made some friends, I've got a wife, I've got a family. But no matter what I did in the end, stared at me, always stared at me. So hope you don't mind me writing out of the blue, but this is Andre, Andre. You waited for me at the end of our drive every day.
I love that song. It does remind me of Ewan Carruthers, and I don't mean to diminish Mike Reinstein at all by saying that, because I think Ewan Carruthers is just one of our greatest lesser-known singer-songwriters, and Mike's tenderness and the way he dealt with that song, I think, is brilliant. Hey, I do love my job. I've got the great pleasure now of introducing a 16-track CD from Green Tracks, that wonderful company based in Edinburgh, who specialise in Scottish traditional music in the main and have done such a wonderful job over the many, many years they've been in existence. Their new album, I've just got it in front of me here, 16 tracks of some of the greatest voices of Scotland, people like Hamish Henderson, Jeannie Robertson, Jimmy McBeath, Flora McNeil, Willie Scott, and this lady, Belle Stewart, one of the greatest voices of Scotland ever, with a beautiful song which I suppose she made her own. The Queen Among the Heather.
When berry time comes around each year, bless population swelling, there's every kind of picker there and every kind of dwelling. There's tents and huts and caravans, there's bothies and there's bivvies, and shelters made with tatty bags and dugouts made with divvies. Now there's corner boys for Glasgow, kettle boilers for Lochy, and miners for the pits of Fife, mill workers for Dundee, and fisher folk for Peterhead, and tramps for everywhere, all looking for a living off the berry fields of Blair. Now there's travellers for the western isles, for Arran, Mull and Skye, for Harris, Lewis and Kyles, oh beauty, they come their luck to try. For Inverness and Aberdeen, for Stornoway and Wick, a flock to Blair at the berry time, the straws and grass to pick. Now there's some who earn a pound or two, some canny earn their keep, and some would pick fae morn to night, and some would rather sleep. There's some who has to pick or starve, and some who dinna care, and there's some who bless, and some who curse the berry fields of Blair. There's families picking for one purse, and some wha pick a lane, and there's men wha share and share alike wi' wives that's no their ain. There's gladness and there's sadness day, there's happy hearts and sair, for there's comedy and tragedy played on the fields of Blair. But afore I put my pen awa', it's this I would like to say. You'll travel far before you'll meet a kinder lot than they. For I've mixed with them in field and pub, and while I've breath to spare, I'll bless the hand that led me to the berry fields o' Blair.
Well, isn't that wonderful? The human voice, naked, unadorned, and what a voice it is. Fabulous. The Berry Fields of Blair from Bell Stewart, and that's on a wonderful 16-track album, Scotland's Voices. Now, talking of voices, Dario Kulesh has got one of the finest voices and is one of the most intriguing and interesting songwriters on the present folk scene. At the moment, she's working on a project of EPs that carry on throughout the season, one for each of the four seasons. The project, I think, is called Seasonal Delights, and I've just got the first of the albums in front of me, Spring Delights. From it, this is an entrancing song, I believe, called The Mummer's Dance. Let's see what you think of this.
The shadows of the trees appear amidst the lantern light. We've been rambling all the night and sometime all this day. Now returning back again, we bring the golden gay. Mm-hmm. Who will go down to the shady groves and summon the shadows there? And tie a ribbon on the sheltering arms in the springtime of the year. The songs of birds seem to fill the wood, and when the fiddler plays, all the voices can be heard long past the woodland dales. We've been rambling all the night, and sometime all this day. Now returning back again, we bring the golden gale. Round in circles and in rows, and so the journey of the night descends when all the shades are gone. A garland gay we bring you here, and at your door we stand. It is a sprout we'll bud it out, the work of our Lord's hand. We've been rambling all the night, and sometime on this day, now returning again, we bring a garland gay. We've been rambling all the night, and sometime all this day. Now returning back again, we bring a garland
Mama's Dance from Daria Kulesh, her new EP, Spring Delights. I think Summer Delights is either on the way or just out. Then it will be Autumn Delights and Winter Delights too. Really interesting project. Good stuff. Let's have another track from Fairport Convention live at Crop Ready. What We Did on Our Saturday. This is from Disc One. Wonderful, wonderful version of one of their great songs, The Deserter.
Highway.
Chris Wilde in stunning voice there. Lead vocals on The Deserter from the Fairport Convention double CD, What We Did on Our Saturday. And that's from disc one. Get hold of it. It's cracking. It's full of great atmosphere. And you can almost smell the warm grass, the real ale, the patchouli oil, the Sloan's liniment. It really is great. Do get hold of it. Now, I promised you I'd play the complete version of the Andrew Collins Trio track from their new album Groove. And here it is to finish the show. Thanks ever so much for listening. Do look after yourselves. Don't forget, if you want to keep this show going on the road, you can flirt a few bob at us via the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. There's a donate button there, and every little helps, as the nun said when she whittled in the Pacific Ocean. You can also find links through to every artist that's ever been on the show. You'll find a track list, and you'll find lots of goodies there, all for free and all for your delectation. So, ta-ra, you. Thanks a lot for listening. And this is the Andrew Collins Trio with Dog Grass. Ta-ra. Thank you.